Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci at the 67th edition of the Cannes Film Festival, and I'm joined by Kevin Azaïs, the lead actor in Les Combattantes, Love at First Sight. Thank you very much for being with us.
I found the film to be extremely entertaining. So I was wondering, could you tell us the story of the film for people who haven't watched it and would like to watch it? For our listeners, what is the story of Love at First Sight, Les Combattantes?
Alors, l'histoire de ce film, moi je suis pas très fort pour les résumés.
Telling the story, I'm not very good at making a résumé of what's happened, but basically it's Arnaud, who is used to spending his summer holidays with his friends, and suddenly, because of circumstances, he has to go into the family business and start with a site, a work site, where he meets Adèle, who is a different person. Her focus is on survival in case there is a crisis or in case there is an apocalypse or what have you. And then love develops between them. In fact, they go toward what they both wanted. And for her, in particular, it's the case because there is somebody there who looks at her the way she is.
Une tendresse et surtout à ce qu'on la regarde pour ce qu'elle est.
From the way you talked about the film, it sounds like you really loved it. I mean, you really loved working on it, and you had a lot of passion for it. But when you first got the script, what did you see in it that you could relate to?
My reaction was extremely positive. Originally, I wasn't cast for the first role. I was supposed to be playing the role of Xavier, who is a friend of Arnaud's. And for 2 months, I was doing all the tries for for that role. And then the director called me, saying, offering me the role of the main character, saying that it seemed an obvious thing to him. I already was extremely happy to be playing that second role of Xavier, especially since when you read the script, Xavier, Thomas writes absolutely beautifully. You can see what he means when you read it. It's all very clear. So Xavier already would have been a great role for me, but I must admit, yes, I loved playing in that film. I loved the film, and it's one of the very few films that I could say has given such pleasure.
C'est vraiment, et puis en plus avec Thomas, voilà. Enfin.
And what do you see in the character that you played in yourself? How do you relate to the character that you played?
Nos liens, je pense que c'est alors je sais pas si ça paraît prétentieux ou quoi, mais en tout cas,
yes, there is definitely a similarity, a link between the character and myself, because I'm fundamentally somebody who gets close and attached to other people, and I'm like that. I tend to love everybody, and there's that aspect also of tenderness. I love to share a lot with my friends, with the audience, now that I'm in the film industry, and with my colleagues. And Arnaud and myself are very similar from that point of view, because we want to share what we love with those we love.
C'est un des points vraiment que j'ai remarqué tout de suite chez Arnaud.
I love the original French title for this film, and I hope the international title Love at First Sight is changed, because it gives the wrong impression. This is as romantic as it is physical, and we talked about the romanticism of your character, but your role also required a lot of physicality, and it must have been hard to get ready for it. How did you prepare for it, and how easy or how hard it was it to do all those things that the character puts himself through?
Alors, moi, pour ma part, comme je disais, c'est que c'est, j'ai pas eu de préparation physique. On m'a même demandé de perdre du poids. Parce que,
okay. No, I didn't do any physical preparation. The only thing I was asked to do was to lose a bit of weight because I was a bit sturdier than Thomas had imagined to in the character. I prepared in the sense that we prepared with Thomas, with Adele, working together. Madeleine had to train. She did quite a bit of swimming training. But during the film, we discovered day by day what was going to happen to us. We didn't know what the scenery was going to be. One day we knew what we were going to shoot, but we didn't know exactly how. When we had to dive into the water, we didn't know what the temperature of the water was. So it was an adventure day after day.
Tous les jours, c'était de la découverte, quoi. Vraiment. Moi, pour ma part, pas de préparation physique, quoi.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the festival inside.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.